I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head to Big Stone Lake talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side, and I guess weather and rain and everything all taken into case. Much fishing going on since the weekend?
No, not much fishing activity. No big tournaments on the lake for those anglers to be out there pre-fishing in whatever weather that serves them. And there's been really no recreational fishermen. I have some seasonal RV people staying with me that have been trying to fish off of the docks. I did get a 36-inch northern and a 35-inch northern, and maybe, oh, the third one was probably maybe about 24-inch northern. A bluegill and a couple small walleyes come in from shoreline fishing, but that's been about it. It's pretty quiet.
Have you had much rain up there in the past week?
Well, over those cloudy 3 days, we only have like an eighth of an inch, but then yesterday it opened up, and I think all told we might be pushing half an inch.
Okay, well, that's good. And as far as, you know, the lake water clarity, has any of the wind or weather affected that?
Yeah, it's a little cloudier out there, which we do need. And when it settles out, it's so crystal clear that we end up telling anglers, go look for water that's been stirred up by the wind, or where the creek is coming into the lake and making it, stirring it up a little bit, or if the water temperature.
Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices, the Game Fish and Parks Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And I guess, first of all, I know a few people ask me, how is the landing and parking area progressing on Goose Lake here in Cottington County?
Just kind of getting started right now. Hoping to be done with the construction stage at least by the end of the month, and then going to work on getting the grass established in the parking lot before we let anglers start using the ramp. We're not sure exactly how long it's going to take us to establish grass in there, but we'll probably get rolling on planting the grass this week or early next week.
And then maybe comfortable with maybe 1st of July for usage?
I don't know if I'd say July. I would certainly think by August or the end of the summer, but I'd hate to say July and it not be ready by then.
Goose Lake, has that been a little bit more productive from shore than boat?
Yeah, I think it has been, probably just because we haven't seen very many boat fishermen out there yet. But once the boat traffic starts to pick up a little bit, I'm sure some of that fishing success will kind of transfer over from the shore fishermen to the boat guys. But yeah, right now the shore fishermen seem to be having the upper hand.
You know, it seems like Kempeska, there's some 14 and 15 inch fish available, but a lot of 11 and 12 inch biting right now.
Yeah, that's what we've seen. City Park, some shore fishermen have been in there. Jackson Park, there's been some shore fishermen. That's what they're saying. They catch a few oddball fish, maybe a northern or a white bass or something, but they're catching a lot of those 10, 12-inch walleye lately. So that's good to see. Hopefully those fish can keep growing, and we might have a good year class of walleye in 2 or 3 years there.
I know Dry Lake by Florence, a little bit tougher bite, but it seems like if you have a lower setup for your boat trailer and rollers, you can get back out there, but you almost have to put the back end back up further than what the ramp is and almost get your back tires 4 or 5 foot out on a lake bottom.
Yeah, that land, or that water level's really gone down there, making that landing pretty tough. We're pretty surprised to see the low water levels there, and hopefully that boat ramp will last throughout the summer, but as of now, it looks like we may have some issues there.
How about some other lakes in Cottington County, and then we'll move to Hamlin and Clark County?
A couple weeks ago, Long Lake was our busy lake. That's really slowed down. We went from having 15, 20, upwards of 30 fishermen out there in the evenings. We're not seeing that much fishing pressure out there anymore. The bite's kind of slowed down, and I think that those fish have maybe just pushed out of the shallow water. We're starting to see some boats out there. I would guess the south end where there is no boat enclosure should be pretty good fishing here the next couple weeks. But outside of that, that's really it for Cottington County this week.
And how about as far as Clark County, is Dry Lake number 2 by Willow Lake still standing out?
Yeah, definitely. By far our most productive walleye lake going right now. Last weekend there was a lot of boats at the landing. There was a tournament down there last weekend, but a lot of fishermen in the area, a lot of people starting to stay in Willow Lake and Clark, just to fish Dry Lake number 2, Indian Springs, Dry Lake 1, all those lakes have been producing some walleye as well. So Clark County's been awfully busy on these nicer days.
I have heard also down in Hamlin County that ponds had a few walleyes, a few bass caught, and maybe a little bit more fishing pressure on Ponset.
Yeah, there has been. Certainly shore fishermen around Stone Bridge area, they're catching a little bit of everything, northern, white bass, and walleye. The walleye we have seen come out of there have been nice fish, some 24s, 25s, 26s. Still waiting for that year class of 14 and 3/4 just to jump over that 15-inch mark, so they're keeper fish. But a lot of guys are catching those, and there is some a year class of 17s and 18s in there that are keeping people interested too.
I know Albert is pretty much in the south part for the GFNP, but as far as a Clear Lake by Thomas or Lake Albert, any fishing successes?
Very little of anything going on at Clear Lake by Thomas this spring. The north end of Lake Albert's been okay. We are seeing some short fishing pressure down there. Good size walleye if you can get into them. But we're just not seeing real high catch rates quite yet.
Anything else going on with any type of problems going on or litter out at the shooting range or anything else going?
I haven't had any major problems yet. I just want to remind everybody to be aware of the aquatic invasive species regulations. And if you're not familiar with them, hop on our website at sdleastwanted.com. Check out those regulations. And if you buy a new boat, it's always nice to verse yourself on safety equipment and the aquatic invasive species regulations before you go out. If you have questions, give us a call at the Watertown office.
Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer, Cottington County, thank you. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, give us an update of the region, when people can get out, what's been going on.
Well, there's been some decent fishing around the region. Starting north, Lake Thompson's been pretty good. I think the shore anglers are still having some success. I heard the boat over by Grunhagen's on the west side, and then there's that Johnson WPA, and people are walking in there, and they're also fishing out of boats. And it sounds like there's at least a few folks are having a little bit of success on some bigger fish, 20-inch plus walleyes. So I think that's been pretty good there. As far as closer to Brookings, I think Sinai has slowed down some. I've heard some mixed reports, some success, not so successful. But I think you can still pick up a few walleyes on Lake Sinai. We haven't heard much out of the Oakwoods. I saw a few people fishing up there on Sunday evening, but just not much for reports out of the Oakwoods or Goldsmith up there. Further south, 81 Lakes, I think they're picking up a few fish, but I think it's been kind of slow there lately. Lake Madison's still producing walleyes, as well as a mixed bag. I think they're getting some white bass, possibly smallmouth too. Branton Herman, we're not hearing much out of there. I think that bite on Lake Herman has slowed down. Lake George to the south of there, it's still producing some walleye. I think a lot of those fish are smaller fish, but people are having some success catching fish there. Closer to Sioux Falls, it's been pretty quiet around here. Haven't heard much off of Twin Lakes near Montrose or Beaver Lake, Scott Lake. We've got that krill survey going out there. It sounds like all they're catching there is bullhead. So anyways, and I haven't heard a lot off the Big Sioux recently. I think that walleye bite has definitely slowed down, and I haven't heard much for catfish yet. So think that's pretty much it for around the region.
Well, Dave, I know guys from here have been trying and caught a couple fish down at Lake Albert. I also know guys fishing in the Stone Bridge and where they can access it on the northwest side where the creek comes in, and also the state park. Have anybody from your area fishing in the Ponset trying that?
Yeah, I even went up to Ponset on Sunday evening and just fished off the shore on the park on the south side, and there were a couple of other anglers fishing the shoreline, and then one or two boats out there, and I caught a couple of keeper fish right off the bat, and then of course some of those sublegal fish, and had a smallmouth in the mix, and I could see the guys out in the boat once it started to get dark started to pick up some fish too, and heard them say that they had a couple of keepers. So I think the fishing out there is pretty good. Quite a niche hatch out on the lake, and it seemed like a lot of the big fish were dimpling the surface right towards dark, possibly feeding on those midges.
Well, Dave Lucchese, out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Well, some additional outdoor information. Don't forget about the 31st Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Tournament. It's Saturday, June 11th on Lake Ponset, $150 entry fee. Two-person teams and an 80-team limit, $12,000 in prizes, and that includes, if the tournament fills, $3,000 for first place. And there are entry forms available at the radio station right here. Now, also, you should be able to go to our website, gowatertown.net, and click on the news, outdoor news and events there, and you can find a PDF that you could print off for the Dakota Sportsman's Walleye Fishing Tournament official entry form. Also, the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge at Bitter Lake is Saturday, September 18th, $150 entry fee, $200 after June 11th. First place is guaranteed $1,500. And you can also go to gowatertown.net and download an entry form for that, or read the rules, regulations, and payouts for the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge, Saturday, June 18th. Don't forget about the weekend of May 20th through the 22nd, and you can get in the state parks free. You can fish without a license, but camping fees still apply. And that's the 20th through the 22nd. Then coming up, the Walleye Fishing Tournament is brought to you by the Madison Masonic Lodge. It's June 25th on Lake Thompson. Registration is $50 per person, up to three people in a boat. And that's pretty much additional outdoor information. The Watertown Walleye League, the Glacial Lakes Walleye League, had their first night this week on Lake Kempeska. Jeremy Franken, Anthony Peterson, and Greg Peterson took first place. They caught one big walleye, an 8.74-pounder. They won the big fish in total, $1,410. Second place was Bob Lee, Justin Starr, and Mark Stottom, and they won $400. Well, now we travel up to Day County, Webster Game Fish and Parks offices, and Conservation Officer Austin Norton. And Austin, right in your area there, anything north of Webster, the Lynn Lakes, Hazleton, Lesser Knowns, Opitz, anything going on up north?
Yeah, there's a few things going on up north there. The walleye bite seems to be the best on most of those lakes right now. Nothing's too crazy or hot and heavy, but you know the anglers are still having success catching some walleye on Opitz Lake. I got to keep in mind that is a 15-inch minimum there. So a lot of 14 and a half being caught, but a lot of people are getting their over 15s too, and that is a 2-walleye limit lake. Lynn Lake still producing some nice walleye, not very many at this point, but they have been harvesting some really nice walleye there as well. And Hazleton's been kind of slow. I haven't seen much activity there.
Well, Bitter and Wabe, are they getting the bulk of the pressure, and probably even Horseshoe for smallies?
Yep, After that, you know, the state record bass was caught out down there on Horseshoe. It definitely provoked a lot more people to go down there and catch their or try to catch their hand at a nice bass. And bass fishing has been really good down there. A few nice ones caught, but just a lot of guys out there enjoying the catch and release. Clear Lake again. Walleye fishing has been so-so. We've had up and down in these temperatures, and the winds that we've had have been going up and down and stirring the water up. So anglers are seeing some success, but I see that getting better as we get in closer to summer. And Wabay shore fishing has been pretty good up on the Grenville grade. A few boats putting on at Canago trying their luck, but it's been a little slower.
Anything going on in some of the other lakes, Pickerel, Enemy, Blue Dog, Antelope?
A few people trying their hands at catching some northern pike, especially on Antelope. That seems to be a pretty good spot to catch some northern, and it attracts a lot of people. Enemy Swim, Pickerel, the guys are catching a few crappie, bluegill, but pretty slow activity on those lakes as well for now.
Austin, are you looking, and I don't remember if I asked Brian in the last couple of weeks, are your lake levels in that maybe 1 foot below full, or where are they at, do you think?
You know, I couldn't tell you if we're where we're at in accordance to the full mark, but I do know that we're down. We have lost some water on a lot of the little sloughs, and even on the bigger bodies of water, you can tell where we were last year compared to now. We are down, so...
Do you know, is the hatchery pretty much emptied out?
You know, I know they're working on it, but as far as if they're completely through with all their fish stockings and whatnot, I'm not 100% sure on that. But they are definitely working hard at getting all that stuff dealt with.
Well, Austin Norton, CEO out of the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
All right, Scott, there was a judge's ruling that came down last month in Day County, a pretty important one as it relates to access to water and the fishing opportunities that they might allow that we should let the listeners know about. And it specifically involves some bodies of water up in Day County. Tell me what the bodies of water impacted and what the judge ruled in this particular case.
Yes, Judge Flemmer in the Fifth Circuit ruled that the water on parts of Jesse and Dury Slough, there is an injunction on those bodies of water, and that injunction says that you need permission from the landowners that own the land under that water to be able to go out on that water and recreate over their property.
There was a similar ruling in Day County 12 years ago that kind of mirrors this. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there was three bodies of water, Parks's Slough, Sheely Slough, and Long Lake that had an injunction put on 12 years ago, and that injunction still is on, and that's on the entire bodies of those lakes, that you need permission from the landowner that owns the land underneath that water to be able to go out and recreate on that water.
Now, that ruling 12 years ago was appealed to the state Supreme Court, which overruled the circuit court, but there was a caveat in their ruling involving the legislature. Tell me about that.
Yes, that the Supreme Court ruled that water is held in public trust. They left the injunction on those three bodies of water and asked the legislature to decide what recreation could be done out on that water over private property without permission from the landowners. And the legislature has worked on that the last 10 years, but it's probably an underestimate to say that it's a very, very contentious issue. Mm-hmm. It's both sides are very passionate about what they believe, and that comes down to, you know, there's most of the public thinks that you should be able to use that water over private property. And landowners do not think you should be able to use that water over private property without their permission. So you have the two extremes, and finding a compromise some place in the middle has been very, very difficult for the legislature.
And this whole debate is really a product of the wet cycle that we've been in, and areas that were maybe production farmland a decade or a couple of decades ago that now are bodies of water with fish in them now. Can you talk a little bit about how we got here?
I lived, Mike, in Day County in Webster 1982 to 84. And these bodies of water didn't exist then. In fact, we were talking earlier that we hunted deer out on Lily Lake, and now there's 20 feet of water out there. So the large amounts of snow that we had and rain in the late 80s and continued through the 90s has put a lot of water on the landscape and created a lot of new bodies of water that now a lot of them have fish in. And if you go back, to the early 80s, there was only a half a dozen bodies of water that had good fishing in Day County, like Blue Dog and Enemy Swim and Pickerel. Wabay and Bitter didn't even have fish in, didn't have any depth to have fish in, and now, Bitter Lake, what is it, 30 feet deep. So it's gone from, one extreme to another extreme.
Mm-hmm. Given this latest ruling here, which is just a few weeks old now, what would your advice be to anglers who are looking to go out and fish and they're not exactly sure of the body of water they're on, whether or not it's covered by this injunction?
There is a map on our website. If they go to our website, they can print a map off, and it shows where the injunction is. And if they cannot go out on that water over private property, that's listed in the injunction. Otherwise, that would be a contempt of court. So my advice is they shouldn't go out on that water. Otherwise, they will find themselves getting in trouble with the court.
Mm-hmm. What's the likelihood that we may see more of these injunctions sought or even granted by a judge?
That's a good question, Mike. And, 12 years ago, there was an injunction placed on three bodies of water. And 12 years later, there's an injunction put on two bodies of water. And as you know, it's hard to predict the future, but it sure is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot at stake here, right? A lot at stake.
South Dakota is really blessed with hunting and fishing opportunity across the state, and a lot of people come to this state. A lot of people live in this state for outdoor recreation, and people are very passionate about this. So the water over private property, whether a sportsman could utilize that or not, is a huge issue to not only sportsmen, but landowners feel that it's their right to control what goes on that water above their property.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.